Hello?
Oh, hi, Yaritza.
Yes, good morning. Who is that?
Hi, good morning. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you, Tina? How may I help?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I'm just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card.
It's not working at all. So the people that issued out the other day in their account.
Yes.
He just went to see them for the estimator, so, and we just still waiting to see if someone called him. So in the meantime, he's not working. So if he's not working, there's no money. If it's not money, so how, it's very so hard for me to pay you, because whatever I'm getting is getting to pay the insurance, because if we wouldn't get the insurance, so that's going to be another issue. So we have to pay the insurance. And a lot of bills. So many things this couple months. So much. And really, that's the reason.
I bet. Okay.
And we didn't have the money to pay.
Okay. So this isn't saying insufficient funds. It's saying invalid transactions. So it could be that the bank sent you a new card or something like that. But I want to give you an option that might help you out a little bit in the meantime. Is that
what is the card that you have?
We have a MasterCard ending in 4399.
It's probably no money there. That's why.
Okay, so that card is still good as far as you know, right? It's just that there's no money.
Yeah, the card is still good, but we're expecting when I did that payment, I was expecting that we're going to get some money in the business account that we can give the card from the business account, because it's better for us when we give it the business account card, because
yes,
everything going to the business, and then when we're going to do something with the accountant, so that money can come out from the business account. But there is no money in the business account right now. And in the other account, so it's my personal account, and I cannot do it right now.
Okay. So I want to give you an option then, because right now the account is past due for $268, but on August 2nd, it will be past due for $536. That will continue to reoccur until this gets settled. And I don't want that to happen to you, because you're telling me, you're being very honest and telling me that he hasn't been working. So I want to help you out a little bit. So I'll tell you that your program includes $100 worth of Google Ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $168. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I want to let you know, Yaritza, that a lot of people will go to that package, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could
mm-hmm.
always call back and put the ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah, what is the ad for?
The ads are when you do a search online, there's always a couple of companies that come up at the very top, and they say ad next to them, okay? So each month when you pay us $268, we take $100 and we send it directly to Google to run those ads for you. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's the good thing. That's so that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll
mm-hmm.
never get an unexpected bill because we put a cap on it. So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you and you exceed that daily budget, you'll rotate off and somebody else will rotate on. So, for instance, let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day max budget. After three people click on you, you're going to rotate off. And again, that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting, you know, a $1,000 bill at the end of the month. So in the meantime, the companies that appear on the first page right below the ads, you're still going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So right now you have two spotlight positions on the first page, but if we took the ads off, you would still be on the first page in the local maps.
Okay. Oh, well, that sounds good. That sounds good, but the thing is, you say I have to pay you $168, you said, right?
Yes, a $168.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I didn't have the money right now. So you can put that option. You can put in as soon as I have the money, so I can pay it to you. But I didn't have, oh my God, that's the win. I didn't have that money right now.
No problem. I can give you some more time. Just make sure to get it done before August 2nd because that's when another payment will recur. And I don't want you to have two payments outstanding. So if you got this paid, let's say next week, then what I can do is push the next billing out 30 days. That way you won't have two payments close together like that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry because it's been so much, been small, like I say, so many things. So the insurance went out. Oh my God, that's crazy.
And yeah. Oh wow. Well, you're so doing the best you can. Sounds like you're keeping everything going, which is good. You know.
Well, I try. And so, and another thing is like I don't know why, but when I was checking yesterday online. And see, like, I don't know, the phone number, there are people that call me for personal thing, and they're calling for the number that we have through you.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why, because that phone is supposed to be only for the business. So, and if the account is not, is kind of locked right now, I don't know why I still getting calls from those people.
So on your Google listing, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Yahoo, there are 60 directories, and on all of your online presence, we're promoting 516-774-2400, okay? When people call that, it will forward over to your number, the 516-324-5171. So let's say that it's a friend of yours that wants to call you and maybe they don't have your number stored in their phone. They might say, oh yeah, that's right. You know, she has Sueno's Construction. I'll just look her number up that way. So even though they're your friend, if they look your number up using the business name, they'll call through that business number. But the good news for you is that all of the calls that come through that number are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you don't have to worry if it's a friend that calls you through the number. It's not like you're getting charged extra for that.
Okay. I just want to make sure about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. People will just look you up rather than, you know, trying to figure out, you know, oh, when was the last time I talked to her? What's her number? So, yeah, but if they call you through that, that's all included with the package.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to save your number and I give it call you back as soon as I'm ready, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I put a note in here that I'll follow up with you in a week or so if I don't hear from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good. All right. You're welcome. Bye. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.